You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. I want to thank you for tuning in to another segment of Friday Features. It's exclusive this week, and you're not going to want to miss it. But before we get into that, I want to mention that this podcast is kindly sponsored by DistroKid. For all of my music creators out there, DistroKid is the music distribution service you're looking for. You know, if you need to get your music on platforms like Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music, and you want to make sure that people are going to find your music, then you need to look at DistroKid. You need to sign up for it right now. And lucky for you, I have a discount code, so you get 7% off your first year's membership. That's distrokid.com/VIP/AlwaysAlessandra. You can find that code in the description of this episode, on social media, in my link tree, and pretty much everywhere. So don't worry about finding it. Just sign up for DistroKid. They have marketing tools. They have a hyperfollow tool that'll allow you to find new listeners that'll vibe with your music. They'll be able to connect lyrics to your releases, and they will even set up global timed releases, so your music will be released at the same time everywhere around the world. So if that isn't the coolest thing ever, I don't know what is. Sign up for DistroKid, and now let's get into this exclusive segment of Friday Features. Today, we have a very special guest joining us, Elijah Wahlberg, also known as Pink Laces. If you're wondering, yes, Elijah is the nephew of Mark Wahlberg, and he is the son of Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids on the Block. Pink Laces' music is very chill. It'll remind you of the 80s. I love it. And today, Elijah will be opening up about the inspiration behind Pink Laces' recent single, Paradigm, growing up in a musical household, and so much more. This is an exclusive segment of Friday Features.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
We're here with Pink Laces. Elijah, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. So where are you right now, and how has life been treating you these days, you know, with everything going on with this new variant, this COVID crap that just isn't going away? How's it going?
I do. You know, things are not bad. I'm actually in my home studio in Chicago right now. Man, in regards to the Delta variant, Jesus. You'd think that they would cut us a break for once. We actually had to get rapid tests the other day to go on a trip to Boston. So it's been, you know, it's been hectic, but not too hectic where I can't, you know, lead my life.
Yeah, for sure. I totally feel that. Hopefully, you know, it all gets settled down soon. But in better news, let's talk about your music. The recent single that you released is Complete Fire, Paradigm. Tell me about that track and the inspiration behind it.
Thank you. Well, okay, I'll tell you the story of how it kind of came to be. So my writing partner, Kevin, was he was visiting us for a couple weeks last summer. And I don't know, apparently he was having like a really stressful day. And he went out for a smoke, and then he came back in and just started laying down the bass line for Paradigm, you know, that little synth bass line. And I don't know where I was when this happened, but I came back into the room and I heard him doing it. And I was like, dude, we got to make something out of this. And then, so the track just started coming together, you know, like it does. And basically, I don't know, as soon as it got to writing, I just felt very motivated at the time to, like, you know, get really honest. I've always really wanted to get honest in my music, like, more so than I did on the EP. So I kind of just wanted to talk about, you know, like, my image and the way that, like, I perceive myself and stuff like that. And what came out kind of is just what came out. Usually when I write lyrics, it's at like 1 a.m. I'll just be sitting on my notes app and the words kind of just write themselves. That was really honestly the story of how it came to be.
That's a really cool story. And I always like to ask, or like I think about this when I'm listening to a track, you know, for this particular song, the music kind of came first naturally and then, you know, the lyrics were there. But when you're creating a track, do you like to like have the song be completed before you do the lyrics, or how does that process work? Or is it kind of just like you're working a little bit on the instrumentals as well? Do you play instruments? I want to learn about, you know, the background of Pink Laces and how these songs come together.
I do. So honestly, I consider myself as a singer, like a little, I consider myself to be like a passable singer, but I do play a lot of instruments, and that's like kind of my favorite part of the whole process. So I got into synthesis last year. So now I've like started building up my own synthesizer collection, but I also have been drumming for 11 years. So usually, you know, it's easier because I get to do it in-house, which is cool. But yeah, my favorite part of the process is definitely putting the tracks together. And then as soon as the tracks are like done, quote unquote, I'll start, you know, working on vocals and writing lyrics and stuff like that. It's tough for me to do lyrics before a track because I need to like find out how the words can fit into the instrumental. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how people do that where they're like, oh, I have the lyrics, but I guess I'll figure out the music after. Very interesting, completely different creative processes going on. And that's what I love to hear about. But sonically, Paradigm's really giving me those 80s vibes. You know, people know what to expect from you, which is always nice. Electro pop kind of energy there. So I want to know, who do you listen to in terms of music, you know, when you're making these tracks?
When I'm making music, I try my hardest not to let anything in from the outside, but it's tough because it's just going to happen. It's inevitable, you know? So I don't know. I do listen to a lot of Tame Impala, and he is a huge influence on my work, of course. And, you know, guys like Daft Punk as well. I think that, I don't know. I think that I definitely draw influence from anywhere. But yeah, if I had to pin down one, it would have to be Tame Impala. You know, I have to admit, I'm a fanboy.
We like that. That's amazing. Who the hell does not love Tame Impala? So yeah, I can get that too. Like, I don't know. You just create very like chill music. There is similar energy there. So I get that. And I wanted to know, like, from your mouth, where that inspiration is coming from. Interesting to hear that. But also, I can totally see it. The music video for Paradigm is incredible. I loved it. Super creative. You know, hearing a little bit about the backstory, it's inspired by the visuals surrounding Blade Runner. Totally cool. How did that concept come about?
So my creative director and my cousin, who's like just my best friend, we link on every like avenue creatively. It's amazing. We could just see it. We could just see the song, you know, like when you listen to it, sometimes you could just see it. And that's exactly how it was. And then we started getting in contact with directors to put together, you know, like our first like big budget Hollywood music video, you know. And the director we talked to, Eric Rojas, he was like, yeah, it's got this neo-noir like Blade Runner type thing. And we were like, okay, so easily we're all on the same page. And this should be a breeze to put together. So it was just like super easy, super fun process. And we were all just like, yeah, this sounds like Blade Runner. This sounds like it could be on the radio in like the Blade Runner world, you know. Putting it together was just like super easy, and it looked really cool, and we all just got to chip in on like creative ideas to just make it even more futuristic and epic. I also got to sit in a 1999 like Lamborghini Diablo, which was like the craziest thing ever.
That was sick. I totally loved that concept, and it was different than anything I've seen in a while, honestly. So very creative there. Do you think that's been your favorite video to create so far, or visual?
So far, yeah, it is. I don't want to get too ahead of myself with the whole Pink Laces thing, but the next single we're doing, this music video is going to be nuts. But I can't disclose any further information about that.
All right. So everyone's just going to have to wait and see. That's what I'm getting here, right?
Yes. Everyone is going to have to wait patiently.
Now, while we're on the topic, though, of new music, new visuals, how long are we talking? How long did the people have to wait to get a new song from Pink Laces?
Hopefully not too long. Hopefully within the next couple months, because this next one we're releasing, ooh, I can't disclose too much information about it, but it's definitely my favorite Pink Laces song so far.
All right, that's very exciting. Can fans expect any sort of live performances or little pop-up shows coming? I know it's so difficult with COVID and everything, but I know people are at least wishing that by the end of the year they can do at least one type of live performance or meetup or something. Is there anything in the works, or is that more of like a 2022 interest?
Well, I would love to. Me and my creative partner, Kevin, have definitely spoken about it. He thinks that we could do one by the end of this year. I think that would be really fun as well. So if it's possible, I'm there. If it's possible and people will be there, I'm there. I'm ready.
All right. So that's exciting too. Hopefully we can see a performance, you know, or at least some like live performance videos. I know people are dying to see any sort of performance at this rate because COVID has ruined everything for all of us. And we're just looking forward to getting back to normal. So there's that. I do want to talk about your most popular release to date, which, according to Spotify, is Love Mayhem, another really cool song. Kind of has that similar vibe to Paradigm, but, you know, it's just like that type of song you can just listen to on a long drive. It's nighttime, you're coming home from a friend's house or doing whatever it is you're doing. I just really like the vibe of that song. What do you think resonated with listeners when it comes to, you know, either the lyrics or how Love Mayhem was created sonically? What makes that song such a fan favorite?
I don't know. I mean, if I were to guess, I think it'd be what I'm talking about. You know, it's very like on the nose about a relationship that didn't quite go very well. So I don't know. I just felt like it was relatable. I think that that's the Pink Lace's charm, is that, you know, it's what I talk about is relatable. I think that my lyrics are honest. I'm not really like the Killers where I'm writing ridiculous metaphorical poetry. I'm just kind of chatting, you know? And I think if people can resonate to that, they will. So I think that's what it was. Love Mayhem was very direct.
Yeah, for sure. I can completely see what you're talking about there. You are very straightforward and people like that. You know, sometimes if I have to dissect lyrics a little too much, or I'm like, what are they trying to say? I'm like, listen, I don't have time for this right now. I need something a little bit more straightforward sometimes. And that's what you give the people. So we love that. You know, you mentioned the Pink Lace's charm. Pink Lace's, obviously, really catchy name, different. How did you come up with that name? You know, when it comes to the story behind that name and Pink Lace's itself, what was the inspiration behind that? Was it just something that, you know, you heard and were like, all right, this would be a cool name?
Yeah, so I'm like a pretty big sneakerhead. At least I was a pretty big sneakerhead. And I have these brown Jordan 1s. They're actually the Travis Scott ones. They're like my grails, basically. I love these shoes. But they came with like two Pink Lace's that I could have swapped the main ones out. But I swapped only one shoe out with the Pink Lace's. And then one day I was just on a flight wearing them because, you know, you got to look baller on planes. Randomly, I just like pulled open a notes app because I was really bored. And I was like, okay, well, let's just come up with some random like song names or album names or band names. Pink Lace's was like, I think like the third one that I came up with. And then, you know, when we were first putting the band together, that's the one that kind of just stuck out more than anything. So it's kind of like serendipity, honestly. If I wasn't wearing those shoes, I don't think the band would have been named what it is.
Crazy. So what you're trying to say is we have to thank Travis Scott for this.
Absolutely.
We always have to thank Travis, but specifically for this band name and this music, you know, thank you for the inspiration, sir. That's amazing. Very serendipitous, if that's a word. I love that. I was always wondering that too. You know, a lot of people, they don't get to know the meaning behind their favorite artist or band's name until somebody asks, or they dig it up on the internet, and hopefully the people don't have to look too far now because we got the answer here. So shout out to Looking Baller on Flights, Travis Scott, Jordans, and everything in between at this point. For those who don't know, we have to bring this up. Your father is Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids on the Block, and your uncle is Marky Mark. So I got to ask, what was it like growing up in such a talented household? You know, your dad has had tons of experience in the music industry. Do you think that it was inevitable that your passion would become music too? Or what's your take on that now that you're older and you're looking back on, you know, the fact that you come from such a talented family and household, and your dad is Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids on the Block? And I feel like you're just kind of destined for greatness. But what do you think about that?
It was inevitable. I'll tell you that, because believe it or not, even like my brother and my mom are musicians. Like, I grew up and my mom was like cooking, listening to salsa music, like getting ready to go out, listen, like singing to Aretha Franklin. She plays the piano, the classical guitar, and the accordion. And then my brother is like huge in the hardcore scene. He's like an insane songwriter and like a really good guitarist. When I first got into music, it was getting into drums, and I basically just fell into line because nobody else in my family played them. It was just inevitable that it was going to happen. And then, of course, I was going on tour every year with my dad just to visit. And, you know, I was around guys like Jordan Knight, who was like he's the most incredible singer. I hear him warm up every time I go to those shows, and he's just like, he's still got it. I mean, the dude's in his 50s and he's still incredible. So I was around him like in his prime when I was a kid, you know, and like, of course, like that just influenced me so much. So just being around that, I don't think I really had a choice, honestly, but to end up in music.
Yeah, for sure. I can completely understand that. That must have been a crazy experience, you know, just going to those shows and kind of falling in love with music at the same time. Did you guys ever like play music together as a household? Like, was that something that you did, or like jam out with your dad or your brother?
I've only had a jam session with my brother once, and that's about it.
Wow. Okay. That's really cool. That's interesting. Does it ever come up when you're meeting new people and you're like, hey, like I'm in this band, Pink Laces. My name's Elijah Wahlberg. Or people are like, you're definitely not related to like Mark Wahlberg or Donnie, right? Like that would be crazy.
No, I get it pretty often. Yeah. If I'm going to introduce myself, usually it ends up coming up, and it's more subject to like how the people react to it than it is, you know, how I present it. Cause I don't really bring it up unless like, you know, people see like my driver's license or something like that, and they're like, oh dude, you know, or my Instagram or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. I can understand that. Now with these new releases, you're gaining a lot of traction from new fans. They're just discovering your music. They're seeing it on like Spotify playlists, or they're stumbling across it from social media and they want to know more. So I always like to ask, what do you want new fans to know about you or your music? Maybe people that are just discovering it, finding it on Spotify, friend recommendations. So like, hey, I want to know more about Pink Laces and this band and Elijah and everything in between. What do you want them to know?
I guess in a sort of abstract sense, I want them to know that my music is here for them. You know, if they don't have anybody to relate to, then hopefully my music can do that for them. And that's what I want them to know.
That's a great message. Well, I appreciate that. And I know that that's what music's meant to do. So incredible there. Where do you want listeners and your fans to connect with you on? You know, do you love them to, you know, go on Instagram and send you a message? Where can they find you? Where should they stream your music? Tell us everything.
You could find Pink Laces music just about everywhere, I think, on streaming. On Instagram, my username is Elijah Wahlberg, so it's Elijah without the E, _ Wahlberg, you know, naturally. And yeah, just shoot me a message, you know, if you're pretty cool, I'll definitely hit you back. Or if you're saying thanks for making cool music, then of course I'm gonna hit you back. And yeah, just find me anywhere. I don't bite, so.
All right, you heard it here first. He does not bite. Elijah Wahlberg, Pink Laces, stream the new music, stream Paradigm. We can't wait for the new music, hopefully in the next couple months, and possible live performance. I guess we'll just have to stick around. Hopefully COVID doesn't ruin everything for all of us. Thank you so much, Elijah, for taking the time to chat. We really appreciate it.
Of course, I appreciate you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another segment of Friday Features. As always, huge shout out and thank you to Elijah Wahlberg, the frontman of Pink Laces, for joining us today and telling us all about his music. Go stream Paradigm. Go stream everything Pink Laces. Everything out right now on streaming platforms will blow your mind. I promise you that. Well, that's it for today, folks. You know what they say. Correction, you know what I say. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.